You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
And it just goes on like that. That's the infamous Car Boot Sex Tape from Trunk Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to At The Tone here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, where you can light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey deep into the world of cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more.
Listeners, I'm Chrissy Cochrane.
Is your name not Briss?
As it happens, it isn't. But I've just dropped by to tell you about...
That's going to cause a little confusion.
No, not really, because I've just dropped by to talk about Chrissy on Air, 19 hours UTC, Monday, on the Global Voice.
Are you a poofda?
Listen, dingo features, I don't think that's got anything to do with what we're talking about. Before that idiot comes back, let me tell you more about Chrissy on Air, every Monday, 19 hours UTC. In the programme, we start off with pop music, we then have drama... Look, who said anything about the Spanish Inquisition? Let me get on with this, please. Thank you. Before I'm rudely interrupted again, let me tell you, there's pop music at the beginning of the show, there's drama, serials, in the middle, and there's cool jazz at the end. Oh, now, what do you want?
Dinsdale thinks that the humorous impact will be somewhat dissipated by the prolongation of this item.
Chrissy on Air, every Monday evening at 19 hours UTC, on Global Voice.
This is Bird Note. Perched atop a cactus in the American Southwest, a strikingly patterned brown bird sings a gravelly refrain. Its harsh, foreboding quality seems to capture the mood of the arid, thorn-studded landscape. Our singer is the size of a red-winged blackbird, but it's a wren, a very large one, called the cactus wren. Most wrens in North America are small, furtive birds that stay deep in the vegetation. The bold, brassy cactus wren is the northernmost species of a group of tropical wrens, all big wrens with complex social behavior. You might see a whole family group of cactus wrens foraging together in search of large insects and cactus fruits. These wrens are well adapted to the desert and can get all the moisture they need from their food. Cactus wrens are a regular sight in their range of dry habitats from West Texas to California. The nest looks like a football made of twigs stuck horizontally in a thorny tree or choya cactus. The nest is easily seen, but well guarded by the spiky vegetation. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hello, this is Gianna Saccomano from Italy. You're listening to The Global Voice.
Thank you.
band called The Holy Hive. They just released a 45 on Big Crown Records, and that's a tune called Blue Light. Before that, we heard The Cool with Every Sunday Morning from 1969. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone. I hope that you are enjoying the variety of tunes and the little experiments on the side here on At The Tone. If you'd like to email me, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's FREDERICK at Christian New Age, all one word, christiannewage.com. If you'd be interested in hearing anything, please let me know. I'm happy to take requests, especially if it's library music.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Several groups in Louisiana are building prefab apartment complexes for oysters. There are lots of vacancies, and the rent is free. Well, almost free. In exchange for living space, the oysters protect the coastal wetlands from erosion, rising sea level, and other hazards. Louisiana's marshes have been disappearing in a hurry. About 2,000 square miles have vanished since the 1930s, and another 1,000 square miles could disappear by 2050. The loss is powered by coastal erosion, a rising sea level, and dams and levees on the Mississippi River, which prevent fresh sediments from being deposited in the wetlands. The loss means there's less land to act as a buffer against powerful storms and other hazards. It also means there's less habitat for fish, shellfish, birds, and many other creatures. Today, though, groups are trying to reverse the loss by establishing artificial oyster reefs. They've set up several miles of them at various locations. The reefs block strong waves and currents, reducing the erosion of the coastline behind them. And as sea level rises, the reefs can grow taller, keeping the coastline safer. Several techniques have been used to establish the reefs. Some have used broken oyster shells, many of them donated by seafood restaurants. And a recent technique uses plastic mats filled with limestone. Oysters then settle on these foundations. As they establish the reefs, they'll fulfill their end of the bargain, protecting coastal ecosystems from further harm. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to At The Tone on the Global Voice.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
According to Alfred Hunt, no issue having to do with slavery and the role of blacks in American society was discussed quite so much as the Haitian Revolution. Reports of the fury vented by the Haitian slaves on their white oppressors reached the United States and caused considerable agitation and fear. These fears were not entirely unfounded. In 1822, almost all the slaves in the plantations surrounding Charleston had joined a revolt planned by a slave named Denmark Vesey. His plan was simple. The slave rebels would all station themselves at the doors of their respective plantation owners, and late at night, a group of rebels would start a major fire. When the men came out their doors, the slave rebels would kill them with axes, picks, and guns. They would then enter the house and kill all the occupants. They almost succeeded, too. It was only the day before they began the revolt that a slave who knew the entire plot betrayed Vesey. He and his co-leaders were hung, but only one confessed. Nat Turner from Virginia had considerably more success in his uprising. He and a group of seven slaves entered the house of his master Ware. With only one hatchet and one broadaxe between them, they executed all the members, including two teens, with the exception of an infant. They then moved from house to house throughout the night and executed every white plantation owner they could find, with the exception of a white family that owned no slaves. Turner was eventually captured and hung, but the damage was done. Virginians were seized with panic. Hundreds fled the county, and many left the state for good. Reacting to the Haitian Revolution and the various slave revolts, Southern slaveholders increased the repression of their own slaves. Laws were passed to, quote, control the movements of blacks and to prohibit the assembly of free blacks and slaves. In many instances, the simple education of slaves was strictly forbidden. This repression, in turn, infuriated the Northern abolitionists and galvanized opposition to slavery across the United States, increasing tensions that led directly to the American Civil War. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Thank you.
Voices from a brand new cassette by Black Eagle Child. The cassette is titled Six Lugubrious Airs, and we heard So Long and then the tune Acres. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice. I am happy to be part of the crew here. Been broadcasting on the Global Voice for several years now, and I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and all the staff of the Global Voice, just because. Actually, where can you find a radio station like this? This is the best radio station on the internet. I wish it were on shortwave because it would be absolutely amazing. Very costly, however.
You are listening to the Global Voice.
These clothes around, I harbor all the same worries as most. The temptations to leave or to give up the ghost. I wrestle with an outlook on life that shifts between darkness and shadowy light. I struggle with words for fear that they'll hear, but Orpheus sleeps on his back, still dead to the world. Sunlight falls, my wings open wide. There's a beauty here I cannot deny. And bottles that tumble and crash on the stairs are just so many people I knew never cared. Down below on the wreck of the ship are a stronghold of pleasures I couldn't regret. But the baggage is swallowed up by the tide as Orpheus keeps to his promise and stays by my side. Tell me I've still a lot to learn. Understand these fires never stop. Believe me when this joke is tired of laughing, I will hear the promise of my Orpheus soon. Struggles in heaven and hell, but you feel insecure again. Such mighty dreams as Orpheus sings of the promise tomorrow may bring.
David Sylvian with Orpheus, and you've been listening to an imaginary shortwave show from the archives of DJ Frederick. It's At the Tone, here on the Global Voice. Thanks for listening.